On today's episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, we continue our discussion with 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, tracking spending. Tracking spending helps to show you where your money's coming from and where it's going. It can be hard to keep track of spending. With some payments on your credit card and others by direct debit, you may never actually see a single list put together of all your outgoings. Maybe it helps to know that if you don't monitor and plan your household spending, you are not alone. A 2013 Gallup poll found that only 32% of Canadians maintain some sort of household budget. And that's a lot of people who have no idea whether or not they're going to have enough left over at the end of each month to pay the bills, let alone create a surplus. In fact, most people live paycheck to paycheck, and part of the reason for that is because they lack financial intelligence. What I really mean is that they weren't taught the mechanics for building wealth. You see, if you're not on top of your spending, you risk overspending. According to the UK's Office of National Statistics, British households in 2017, for the first time in 30 years, spent more than they received in income. Ignoring how much you spend each month is just putting off potential bad news and worse. Keeping yourself in the dark about your financial situation means you'll never be in a position to start building wealth. The first thing you have to do is put it into action by keeping track of your actual cash flow. Even though you're listening to this podcast, you might not think of yourself as a numbers person. Well, that should change. This is where you need to lay the foundations for your future wealth. You're going to start keeping a running summary of your money flows. And one of the easiest tools to use is QuickBooks. There are many ways you can record. You could do it old school on a piece of paper. You could use an Excel spreadsheet. If you're not a fan of creating Excel tables with different formulas, there are some free online templates available. Your bank probably has an online budgeting app, and that's another great way of keeping track. Lending institutions automatically create summaries of your debt and credit card expenses and will give you that every month. The danger with this is that sometimes you forget to include those little cash expenses that are not recorded anywhere else. The next thing to do is to create a forecast of what you want to spend and earn. Budgeting tools can also include forecasts so that you can estimate your future income flows and outgoings. Your income might include monthly salaries, annual bonuses, dividend payments, and any other income that you plan to earn. Your forecast expenses are likely what you plan to spend each particular month for food, clothing, holidays, utility bills, car expenses, and maybe even a mortgage. For a comprehensive budget, you should estimate all of your outgoings, including any money that you invest in any type of savings or investment programs. You could do this at the start of each year or at the start of each quarter, and then you'll be able to compare your actual outflows with your inflows against the forecast that you'd started. And that's how you will begin to understand the reasons for any gaps or differences. Remember, what gets measured gets managed. This is the beginning. You have to know where are you financially at this moment, what's coming and going every month. This is how you lay the foundation of wealth creation, by taking control of your finances. Don't worry about what you don't know. Listen, you have to start somewhere. We all do. And this series should help you build those blocks step by step. So join us each day as we give you another tip on The Automated Entrepreneur.